Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, August 23rd. Governor John Hickenlooper has unveiled new recommendations related to oil and gas drilling in the wake of a fatal home explosion that killed two men. As Benta Berkland reports, the measures aren't enough for some.
The explosion happened in mid-April in Firestone, which is about 30 miles north of Denver. The home was 200 feet from an active oil and gas well. Governor Hickenlooper is proposing expanding an existing program that would allow homeowners to track oil and gas pipelines under their property.
They're an improvement. It's better than what we have now, so it's going in the right direction. They still fall short of the transparency that a lot of people want, though.
That's Democratic Representative Mike Foote of Lafayette. He says he'd prefer an online state map that anyone in the public could use to check for flow lines. The governor says an online map would have security concerns. Hickenlooper also wants to set up a fund to plug abandoned wells and provide in-home methane monitors. I'm Benta Berkland.
Senator Michael Bennett hosted a town hall in Aspen last week. Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KDNK in Carbondale was there. Yesterday, we heard part one of the story when Bennett addressed bipartisan collaboration with Senator Cory Gardner. Here is part two of that report.
During his recent town hall in Aspen, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett addressed a myriad of concerns ranging from health care and immigration to epidemic opioid addiction and general corruption in U.S. politics. The meeting was emotionally charged and basically supportive of Bennett's efforts and responses. Concerning fracking in Weld County, Bennett remarked,
"I think in general we've tried to strike a pretty good balance in Colorado between protecting the places that really need to be protected, like the Thompson Divide, which I've been fighting for more than 6 years now, and a place like Weld County that's a lot more comfortable in general with oil and gas. With fracking, so that you don't think I'm running away from that question,
no,
is that I believe when done properly, with the proper casings and with the proper attention to our air and our water, that it can be done safely."
When prompted to speak about a carbon tax, he replied,
"I do think we should put a price on carbon, but I think there's a lot, I don't think anything like that's going to happen in the near term, because we have an EPA director who doesn't believe that climate change is real. We have a head of the Department of Interior who doesn't believe that climate change is real. And we have a president who did the one thing that I thought, the promise I thought he would break, he actually kept, which was his promise to take us out of the Paris Accord. That's incredibly damaging to the leadership of the United States. We now find ourselves in the company of Syria and Nicaragua when it comes to global leadership on climate."
Senator Michael Bennett was asked to justify confirming David Bernhardt as Deputy Interior Secretary, a man who has spent his career lobbying for oil and gas.
"The reason I voted for him is that he is from Rifle, Colorado. He is well aware of places not far from Rifle, Colorado, and not far from the Roaring Fork Valley that I've spent the last 8 years of my life fighting to protect, along with people in these communities, I think in particular the ranchers in certain parts of this area. We had extremely long conversations about that work in the course of the interviews that I had with him. And I cast my vote on the assurance that before he did anything to change any of those rules, he would listen to Colorado's farmers and ranchers and environmental community. I could turn out to have made a terrible mistake. That's always possible, but that is the reason why I voted for him."
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.
Wildlife advocates say trout need clean, cold water and healthy habitat to enable young fish to hide and bigger fish to spawn. Beer makers and fishermen met at the Denver office of the EPA to protest the rollback of Obama-era clean water rules. Eric Gladys has the story.
beer makers plan to join forces with outdoor recreation businesses and conservation groups today at the EPA's Denver headquarters. They're protesting the agency's plan to roll back the 2015 Clean Water Rule. Tyler Baskfield with the group Trout Unlimited says the move could undermine protections for 20 million acres of wetlands and 60% of U.S. streams, which provide drinking water for 1 in 3 Americans.
These streams are important to sportsmen, they're important to business owners, they're important to people who use drinking water here in the state, and it's a big part of our identity to keep protections on these streams and keep our livelihood and way of life protected moving forward.
The Obama-era rule clarified which headwaters and wetlands would be protected by the Clean Water Act. In June, EPA Chief Scott Pruitt officially kickstarted a process to repeal the measure, saying it hinders businesses. According to E&E News, Pruitt recently appeared in an agribusiness video urging farmers and ranchers to submit comments on the proposal. Baskfield notes the majority of public comments on the Clean Water Rule were in favor of keeping streams, wetlands, and headwaters feeding into lakes and rivers clean. He says in Colorado, removing protections could be devastating for trout species that are especially sensitive to pollution.
It's a big part of what comprises our fisheries. Even the fisheries that are lower down depend on these headwaters for sustaining fish populations.
Last week, the EPA extended the public comment period on its proposal to repeal the Clean Water Rule to September 27th. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The famous Ute Council Tree outside of Delta will receive a ceremonial send-off on Friday. According to the Montrose Daily Press, a dedication ceremony for the Ute Council Tree will take place at 9:30 a.m. on Friday morning. Tree removal experts will then cut down the historic cottonwood due to safety concerns. The council tree is located north of Delta near G96 Road. Anyone interested in attending should proceed to the barricade canopy area that is being erected to keep the public separate from tree cutting work. The tree is estimated to be more than 215 years old. Due to rot and continued limb loss, there is risk of catastrophic failure of the tree. The Delta County Historical Society, which was deeded the tree, previously decided to have it cut down to about 10 to 12 feet above the ground. There are plans to also create a memorial with the surviving trunk. Early Friday, removal experts will begin the process, which is expected to take 7 to 8 hours. The public is invited to view the work, but portions of G96 Lane and 1550 Road will be closed to traffic for safety reasons. Visitors should plan on making a short walk to reach the area. Many tribal members are expected to attend, traveling from their reservations for a final look. Ute prayers and blessings are expected before any limbs are cut from the tree. A short dedication program is slated for 9:30 a.m., with remarks from local and Ute tribe officials. The Historical Society will accept any donations to help defray removal costs. Donations can be mailed to the Delta County Museum or can be brought to the ceremony on Friday. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.